Welcome to the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, a production of NETimeGambling.com, your one resource for New England casinos and recreational gambling.
Yay!
One day, you're enjoying your favorite slot machine at your casino, and then the next day, it's gone. Gone, I tell you. Where do old slot machines go? What happens to them? Well, episode 64 is going to answer that question. Where do old slot machines go? Have you noticed how many new slot machines are coming into the casinos these days? And have you noticed how many of your old favorites might not be there anymore? Well, anyone who plays slots has their favorites. Consequently, players get disappointed and even angry when their favorite slot is gone. Miguel, our NETG Rhode Island correspondent, could tell you where every hot penny, five-reel slot was in either New England, Atlantic City, or Las Vegas. I'm always on the prowl for Aristocrat's old game betting zoo. And for Bert, it's the Aristocrat Panda Pays. Man, you can't find them anywhere. But why do some machines stay on the floor longer than others? Well, one reason is fundamental. If it continues to make money, it stays. If not, bye-bye, one-armed bandit. The number one predictor of a game's profitability is the average amount of time a gambler spends on that device. Therefore, when designing new games, slot machine manufacturers, IGT, Aristocrat, Konami, etc., well, they focus on features that will increase the number of plays and the length of time that it can stay in the casino and be profitable for that casino. Another reason is if it is leased. A slot machine with a movie, television, or celebrity theme is leased for a specific amount of time. After the lease is up, it's returned to the manufacturer. It disappears from the floor because, well, the rental is up, whether it's still making money or not. The lease idea goes back to the first Megabucks Wide Area Progressive Machines. At that time, casinos and slot manufacturers shared in the profits earned from the networked machines. They also shared the liability of paying out the big jackpots. That evolved to encompass slots with lower jackpots but expensive themes. Now, as the saying goes, parts is parts. And finally, old machines are retired and used for parts for similar units. Malfunctions that lead them to the slot graveyard include a blurry of discolored monitors and buttons that don't work after being replaced over and over again, or the sound is distorted or not even existent. Mark Pilarski of Vegas Master says, "Sadly, many of the beautiful, much-loved slot machines of yesterday are no longer with us. Casino marketing wants to squeeze as much out of a slot machine as they can. So many old slot machines, which have been removed from the casino floor, are sent off to the workshop to be dismantled and used for parts or otherwise sold as scrap. But not all slot machines end their lives on the scrap heap. Some are locked away in storage. I can see it now. As the vault opens, the sound of whimpering old slots can be heard saying, 'Pick me! Pick me!' Unfortunately, some machines are still hoping to see the light of day in the casino one last time. Casinos do sell older machines. Collectors buy them, or other casinos, and even cruise ships buy older machines. Some people buy them from collectors for home use. Unfortunately, only a few states, such as Arizona, legally allow for personal ownership. Many of the newer machines with TITO technology, that's ticket in, ticket out, no coins involved, are really not favorable for home usage. In addition, those with TITO have one problem with personal play. You need a gambling license to buy the paper for the tickets. And what about our New England states? Are there any states that allow personal ownership of slot machines? Well, here's the rundown of all six. In Connecticut, all machines are prohibited. And just the opposite, Maine and Rhode Island, all machines are legal. In Massachusetts, machines that are 30 years or older are legal. New Hampshire, machines that are 25 years or older are legal. And in Vermont, machines that were made before 1954 are legal to own. So, in summary, I go to John Robinson. John writes a lot of great articles for Casino City Times, and he says, what a casino does when it's finished with a slot machine depends on how it was acquired. When a slot was placed in the casino by the manufacturer on a participation basis, like the casino and the manufacturer split the money, one from the machine, the casino just asks the manufacturer to remove the machine. But if the casino leased the machine, it asks the leasing company to take back the machine at the end of the lease. If a casino bought the machine, it sells it to a slot distributor or a wholesaler. So, that's where slot machines go after they have served their monetary purpose to the casino. There is no slot machine heaven, and there is no slot machine hall of fame. I guess the reality is, sorry, Mr. Bandit, your time is up. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you enjoyed our podcast, please share it with friends and check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Don't forget to go back to where this all began, anytimegambling.com, your best resource for both recreational gambling and New England casinos. Hope to see you next time, and have a good week. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and post about it on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Anytime Gambling, on Facebook at both AnytimeGambling.com, and by following me, Robin Aubin. And don't forget our website called, well, what do you think? AnytimeGambling.com. Remember, the NE stands for New England. And as we say at NETG, embrace the math, not the myth. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.